just really want to know, like, how you met Paul, first of all. When did you first meet him?
We were brought up as kids on the same estate. Known him since he was young.
Yeah, okay. Did you go to school with him, Gary?
No, I was I got put in care, so...
Right.
I didn't go to the same school. He's a bit older than me by about... I think about 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, just tell us about, you know, what you used to get up to growing up. Was it the Trinity Estate that you grew up on?
No, it was on a... It's called Trinity.
Trinity.
His mum lived on there, and his dad, and his brother. I mean, his brother ended up killing himself with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, we used to... I didn't go with Paul doing a lot, but I was always in trouble, and I respected him. He respected us, and we stayed mates forever.
Were you in a gang, Gary?
No, I've never been in a gang. No.
No. And what was your speciality? What were you getting into when you were a criminal?
Oh, when I was a kid, armed robberies, post office robberies, banks, things like that.
Did you do any work with Paul?
No, never.
Tell us some stories about your involvement with Paul, and you know.
Well, when I got sentenced, I got 27 years, so. I put an appeal in, and they said, you've lost your appeal, blah, blah. So I thought, oh, what the fuck's going to happen now? So I got hold of Paul, said, do you know anyone who'll, like, be able to do well? He come up to, Ashworth to visit us, and he said, I'll see what I can do. Anyway, he got a solicitor. And Paul paid the solicitor to, like, get to court again. And I got 7 years tough.
Right.
He actually got me out of jail 7 years earlier.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, because everyone else, they'd gone. Once you're behind the bars, they don't want to know you, do they?
No.
So there was no one to help, and he was the one who helped me.
What kind of villainy were you getting up to as kids on the estate?
Oh, it's just burglaries and antisocial, really. Just fucking causing damage to old buildings but nothing major at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like you said about gangs, Paul wasn't in a gang.
Yeah.
He was more... He used to sort a lot of problems out for all different groups.
Yeah.
And he went from one to the other, trying to sort problems out, and it fucking backfired on him in the end. You know, he ended up getting killed.
Yeah.
He
was more of a peacemaker then.
Yeah, he was a peacemaker, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he'd... Friendly with all Cheetah Mill, Salford, Mossad. He was friendly with them all, but he had too much on his plate trying to sort this out and that out. He never stopped, really. He's got himself in trouble through it.
Did you ever did you ever spend time in prison with him, Gary?
Yeah, we planned an escape once, so we was on remand, but we was all in patches. You know what patches are, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all in patches, and used to take you to the visiting room. It used to be built on the wall itself, and it had a flat roof. So we got one of the lads to get on the roof, cut the bars, then the plan was we'll all go on a visit at the same time, pull the bar out and get off. But for some reason, fucking Paul, he went over and there's another lad in the cage. And he thought, fuck that, they've not turned up, meaning us. So he said to the lad, help me move this table. So the lad's gone, what for? He went, I'm going through that bar there, it's cut. So he won't help him, the lad. So Paul dragged the table and all the noise it made, screws come running, and there he was halfway out of the bars with screws hanging on his legs. I fucking pulled him back in. Oh, see, and we seen him getting carted off to the block, but it was hilarious.
What was he like in prison, Gary? Did he cope okay with it?
Pardon?
Did he cope all right with prison? Some people struggle in prison. Did he cope all right?
He coped anywhere like that. He was streetwise, and if you're streetwise, you're jailwise, aren't you, really, when you go in? He knew a lot of people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But, he was strong.
Mm-hmm.
And he was.
It was that Strange Ways prison, Gary.
When he out of the bars?
The attempted escape.
That was Strange Ways, yeah. I actually did it eventually.
Yeah, I read about that, I think. You managed to escape, didn't you?
Yeah, me and our kid, he's just died, him.
Oh, sorry to hear that, mate.
Yeah, he's heart attack.
Dear.
Yeah, Paul, he's a good lad, but he had his fingers where to get burnt eventually.
Yeah.
So.
It's a tragic story in a lot of ways. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did you think about when, you know, when Gary was, when Paul was running for mayor?
Oh, I was locked up at that time.
Yeah.
But I thought he ain't got a chance because years and years before that, he'd had a lot of trouble with the council.
Yeah.
And they all got right on his case. They got the police on him. They done this. He didn't stand a chance of getting a job like that. But he tried.
Do you think the police had it, you know, the police and the council had it in for Paul?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 1,000,000%. He didn't have a leg to stand on with them.
Why do you think they had that? Why do you think they had it in for him?
Just because of who he was.
Mm.
He was Paul, and he was getting up to this. Like when he was younger, he used to do a lot of fraud with people. And they used to get a lot of them, but they never got Paul because he didn't fucking put his face on front and he wouldn't sign things. Other people done it, but he was all working for Paul doing the kiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your memories of Paul, and what's your, you know, if you know, what is your final memory of Paul?
Just that I didn't see him really, and I was devastated when I put I seen it on telly, me, no one told me.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up and it just come on till I felt gutted. I thought, fucking hell, some low-life bastard's done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't deserve it. He was a family man. Mm-hmm. Well, he had his missus, he had his kids, and he just fucking got involved too much in the deep end.
What was he like as a youngster, Gary? What was he like as a kid?
He was like a rogue. We'd stay out all night, you know, going in town and fucking about, and then return. We might not go home for 2 days. We'd been messing about that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved up, trying to think what it's called, up odds a lot that way, his mum there. And I never seen him for a long time after that because he threw me. He threw me in care when I got to 12, and I never fucking got out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was a rogue. He get out of trouble, but not too much. You know, like I did, I ended up in a bad light, but Paul never like done that. I think he, when I was away, he had a lot to do with drugs and all the rest of it, but that's one side I never got into.
Yeah. You were more on the pavement.
Yeah, I was on the pavement, and he was fucking mad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been out 2.5 years now, 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's an achievement in itself. You've managed to stay out.
I can't believe it. 12 months is an achievement.
Yeah.
Paul used to say like that. They used to say, free Nelson Mandela. Paul would say, fuck Nelson Mandela, free Gazmak. Yeah, that's what he used to say. I fucking left my head off when he told me.
That's brilliant. That's great.
When I was in jail, he was in jail at the same time.
Yeah.
Even though he was the other end of the country, wherever he was, and I was in York, in Full Sutton, he still got things sent to me, you know, like a bit of weed. Someone would come up to go, someone sent that, and just give me, I'd say, who's off, Paul? He helped me out.
When you were in Strange Ways, can you just paint a little picture of what Strange Ways was like when you and Paul were in there? Was it, you know...
It was always having a banter with everyone. Like, Paul used to get his dinner and he'd walk in, sit in the same place, pull the table over to the bed, sit in the same position. So what Matt done, Matt was his best mate, really. And, Matt got some plastic bags, filled them with water, put them under the blanket. So Paul's come along, fucking pulled his table up, sat down, and fucking hell, he's got a wet arse, the bed soaking. So he's a bastard, and Matt's at the door laughing, fucking chasing him round. He's all shit in your fucking bed. But it was always, we made a laugh of it. We never let the screws get us down. They tried, but they couldn't do it. They fucking hated us.
What was your... So basically, take us through an average day in Strange Ways when Paul was in there. What time would you have to get up? Would it be 7 o'clock for an unlock?
Yeah, say 7 o'clock unlock. We was only man, so we didn't have to work. So then we'd get a bit of association, an hour of sosh. Then you'd get your meal, leave it out on the landing for about an hour before dinner, then get your dinner, go to your pad, eat it. And then you got a night association. But that was mostly because that was back in the old days. It was on the landing. You had to stay on your landing. They caged it all off. So you had to, if you was on the freeze, you could only mix with the freeze because you couldn't get up. But they used to climb up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and then, like I said, it was just a ball all the time, you know, and you'd get someone who's like proper, like two from Carney. They'd say, Carney, walk down the landing on your hands and we'll give you the fucking joint. So Carney get on his hands all, and I couldn't believe it. He'd go all the way around, everyone would be cheering him, clapping him, and Paul said, fucking hell, I wish I was as fucking fit as he is, and he didn't even do gym. Yeah.
What time would lock-up be?
Lock-up would be about, after you get your tea, then you'd have an hour's sauce. That was about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So you just bang up for the night then. And
what did you have in the cell at the time? Were you slopping out in those days?
Oh, yeah, it's piss pots, buckets, sluicing. You walk in there in the morning, you walked into piss. It just salt your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not good. And all the shit parcels was getting thrown out. And all you could smell in your pad was shit coming out from the yard.
Yeah.
And no one would clean it. They used to come to us and say, "Right, it's your turn to clean the yard." I said, "Fuck off, clean it yourself." Yeah, none of us ever done that, thought that. But little things like that, they'd come to us to try and, like, give us a dirty job, but we wouldn't do now, they said.
What year, roughly, was this, Gary, that you were banged up with Paul? Can you remember? Would it be the 90s when you were banged up together?
Yeah, he was in for that stabbing.
Yeah.
And I was in for what I was in for. And I'd never come across him actually on the sentence. He was in a different jail than me.
Yeah.
And he just, like I say, he got messages down and people sitting up in my pad and say, "Yeah, that's a Paul." I say, "Oh, nice one, thanks."
Yeah.
When you're long-term dispersal, you tend to get stuck in one jail for, like, as long as it takes.
This will have just been really after the Strange Ways riot, because this was, like, coming towards the end of the 90s. You know, had they changed it much from after the riot? Was it a lot stricter in Strange Ways?
Well, when it changed, no, you had toilets in your cell and this sinks, which you didn't have before. You had a bowl, fill it in the morning, have a wash in the bowl, and there was no slopping out.
Yeah.
It was totally different, but it was a lot stricter because they brought them new rules in, basic, enhanced, and standard, basic, and enhanced. Yeah. And if you fucked about it, you went on the lowest one. You took your telly off you. And that was another thing. We didn't have tellies back in the day. Mm. It was a PP9 stuck on a little radio, and the battery was bigger than the radio.
What was Paul like with the screws in Strange Ways?
Oh, he fucking hated them. He hated them. You know, with him being local.
Yeah.
And he used to drive past. It fucking, like, have a go at the screws verbally, and they'd all run back in the fucking prison. Then when he come in for somewhere, then they'd have him for that. There's a lot of brutality back in the day.
Did you ever see any brutality with Paul in Strange Ways?
Oh, I didn't see it, but I knew, because, like, when they done the escape then, and they dragged him through back in, they battered him then. Yeah, they fucking well steamed into him. And that was because of who he was. And they're all like, all the screws were pissed. Because they used to be allowed to drink then.
Yeah.
They had a club outside downstairs. So in the afternoon, they go in the club, get pissed, come back and check it out on people. All their problems at home got took out on someone's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were nasty cunts.
Did, you know, when he was inside, was Paul, you know, like, obviously, was he smoking cannabis in there? Was he drinking?
Yeah, he smoked a weed. He liked a weed, but when he was younger, he used to smoke it, but he used to fall asleep. And everyone said, "Fucking hell, just hold the joint so he can get his head down." But, and then eventually he got used to it and he loved it. He used to just, like, my brother was the same. He used to, him and Paul, smoke the weed all day in the jail. But I can't do it, mate. I have a joint, I'm fucking paranoid, so I never got into that.
I mean, back in those days was, you know, what was the currency? Was it still tobacco in Strange Ways in those days?
Yeah, tobacco was the main currency, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be all and end of all. they called it HMP.
Yeah.
Half ounce matches papers.
Did Paul, once Paul got inside, was he pretty clued up? We mentioned earlier he was streetwise. Did he get into the swing?
Clued up about jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. So would you?
Everyone he knew, like, had all done some kind of time.
In those days, who would you say was running the jails as far as criminals were concerned?
It didn't work like that then.
No.
No, it didn't work like that. No one was running it, but you had, like, people better off than other people, and they'd have, like, a tea boat, and there might be five people in it, and they all chuck in once a month and buy food. This in dispersal, not in strange ways. But there was no one actually running things. It was just people who had the heroin selling it. This is, like, in the 90s. Because there wasn't much of that in it before, and it was, everything was sorted out by paying them off. Going flashing, he owes me $2,000, and someone would take the debt on and just end up cutting someone. Fucking mad. But no, I don't think anyone was running them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been in now all my life. Now it is, all these young'uns, gangs. But it wasn't like that back then.
Who was Paul sharing the cell with in strange ways?
I don't know, you know.
You don't know?
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Was he on the same...
When Matt done that, having a joke with him, then he was in the single cell.
Yeah.
But I never seen him in a double.
Was he on the same was he on the same landing as you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, that was handy.
Yeah, we all was. All remand just went on K-Wing. And we all ended up on the twos. You get the scooter, move you.
Yeah.
My mate's down there, blah, blah, blah. But put you down there. Yeah.
When you were in there, were you and Paul was in there? Was he in with? Was there anybody else? Was any other infamous inmates? Shall we say? Was there?
Yeah, you had Flannery, Paul Flannery, and I can't think of his mate. Yeah, Paul Flannery, he got done for the murder.
Yeah,
shot him in the mouth. Him and Noonan's, and he got off with it. He was friendly with the new. He's friendly with the basically everyone, but when he was going in different camps later on in his life,
yeah,
it went against him really.
Yeah,
yeah.
When was the last time you saw Paul, Gary?
Last time I saw him was in Ashworth when I was in Ashworth. That was about. Say about 92, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did he come to visit?
He used to come up bringing. Used to visit us, but what he used to do? He used to buy a couple of bottles of lemonade. He'd come, my kid would come, and my cousin, and he'd buy the lemonade, eat it up over a kettle, mm-hmm. the lid, and pull it off. It all comes off in one, don't break the seal. You used to empty it out, fill it with vodka, put the seal back on. The nurse would look at it and say, yeah, that's okay, it's sealed. I was fucking pissed every night. Yeah, yeah, little things like that. He was good.
Yeah.
He helped me out a lot, really. And then again, well... He ended up getting that time for stabbing, and
so then you saw him in jail then.
Pardon?
So then you saw him in strange ways then.
So no, I seen him in strange ways earlier.
Oh, earlier, right? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't go back to strange ways till 2002 when I got rearrested after I got out.
Right.
And it was just a total change. Everything had changed. Tellies, computer games in your cell, toilet, sink. You could shower every day. Where in the old days, it was one a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.